quarterly committee meetings for July the 5th, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Rhodes, you use the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bozwell?
Here.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easley?
Here.
Attorney Pastor?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the June 13th meeting are in your package if you have any corrections or comments. Any board public works, I don't really have anything that I can think of.
We just signed the contract.
Oh, yeah, we just signed the contract.
We just signed the contract for that sewer force main contract was to start August 1st. He's to be through in mid-November, and that's basically it.
Pre-construction meeting on the 19th, right?
Pre-construction on the 19th.
July 19th. Okay. Well, I did have something. I just wanted to see. All right. Planning and zoning, discuss adoption of a zoning map. We're supposed to keep it up to date, and then we wait until we have a few rezonings, and then we send it to somebody. But it's $450 to get it done. We already got the map done, so what we'll have to do is adopt it. We need to introduce it next time.
Introduce it next time. It goes through the whole thing in September before we vote on it.
Yeah.
Do they put an amended date on it so that we know it's approved?
Yeah.
You need to check that and make sure.
Yeah.
I'll check with Patricia. She's looked the maps already done.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way we know where to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion on that?
I got another thing other than the map.
Okay, go ahead.
There's also a neat introduction that Patricia got a rezoning request. I don't know if you remember the Sorrell property on East Main Street. Last year, they had wanted to have its own commercial?
Residential.
Residential. Well, now they want to go back to what it was when they started because they couldn't get a sale or whatever.
No, they decided there's a lady who wants to lease it from them to have an adult daycare.
Okay.
Which one is that?
The little colorful little store, yeah.
Yeah, right next to the
big old.
Right across from the drugstore. Anyway, yeah, we need to get that one going too.
And then there's one other thing. We were supposed to, in July, have the Gwynn Street property, 429, 441. Property come back up for review.
Yeah, Wayne went out today with his camera, and they had done so much work on it. It looked so good that he didn't even take any pictures. I told him not to take it. They really made a lot of progress.
Okay.
But they know they need to come next time.
Okay.
But judging from the progress they've made, you know, if they need more time, they'll take it.
Okay.
I'd certainly recommend it. He took a couple of pictures, but they really made a lot of progress.
It came up on my calendar.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We need to do that. But it's going to be on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Review the June bills. Any questions or comments? The big spender we had was Debbie. I was not aware you worked for Joanne.
I'm
not aware you worked for Joanne.
How many years have you been doing this?
Didn't you ask him and he said, go get whatever y'all did?
Exactly.
You got witnesses, you got a recording? One time I had a recording, one night, proved I was lying.
Well, we can watch it.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Let's go to the next one. No questions on the bills? All right. Personnel committee, discuss maintenance supervisor position. As I told each one of you individually, it would be my thoughts that we wait until we have a mayor-elect and that person would take who they wanted. Done a little research, and I've got a couple of names of people who may be interested. Well, who I'm going to ask if they're interested to be in a caretaker position, which would be from now until we have a recommendation for a new guy. Other than that, special.
Well, Joey and I talked already, and I don't know, I guess we could maybe call, just kind of see what people think. We can go ahead and make a move on that house, somebody full-time, the folks are waiting to go back. I mean, it doesn't really matter either way.
Okay.
I guess my big issue is I don't want to miss the big fish on mine if we got the right guy.
Yeah.
Or girl, or whatever it may be. And if we have to wait till November, or December, or January, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If the right person is coming by, so.
Okay.
That's just something to think about, and that was on the back of my mind, so.
All right, let me speak to that. Every person who is a supervisor or manager has a certain way of doing things. And just because one person does it one way doesn't make it right or wrong, it's the way that they do it. And likewise, if a person is hiring somebody to do a job, they look for something in the person that the next person might not look for or may not care about. When I have had the opportunity to hire people, this little chart represents the last time when we hired Wayne, okay? What I do is I list all the attributes on one side with a power rating, with a points rating, and then I take how that person grades on each one of these points, and I do the math, which kind of tells me which guy or gal has the best things for what I'm looking for, okay? If it's the council's wishes, I'll do that. Now, it has to be advertised, sent out through the public, no telling how many people are going to apply. Last time we had 11. The interviews will be conducted, and I'll probably have one of the council members sit in as a peer interviewer. Debbie will be in there for sure. You know, I like to peer interview. I like to have other people in there and scoring and all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, the person that I'll recommend is somebody that I feel good about, not the next mayor. So I'll do whatever the wishes are, but I don't think it's wise, and I just don't think it's that big an investment, because like I said, it's going to be at least a month by the time I get all this other stuff done. And and once you put out to the public, that's going to be a lot of people. It's a good job. There's going to be a lot of people interested. A lot of people that work nights, a lot of people that work at the plants, a lot of people that have other jobs for other reasons. They don't care for the job, but there might be people that can see this as an opportunity to improve the job that they're in. So you're going to get a lot of people that are going to apply. I'm not thinking this is not going to be a well sought after job. I really don't. And
this is Wayne's position?
Wayne's position, yeah.
When is he leaving?
His last day is the 19th of July. And so I'll leave it at that. I know we can't vote, but I'd like to hear what y'all have to say. And, I'll leave it at that. That's my concern is that I'll be picking somebody and that person will suit me more than the next guy because it's only know where the next guy is. So with that, I'll let y'all.
Do we have any major reporting or reports that we have turned the state between the bulk of our?
No, I think we have a one-time, once
I know
a year.
Sampling.
Yeah, that once a year thing, you know, and Wayne's a phone call away. I mean, it's not like he's going to leave us abandoned and he's going to, you know, he'll be a, and we'll have other people. That's not a concern. If you ask me, Wayne and I talked about it, the person who comes to this job until we have an official person, it's going to be in a caretaker mode. They're not going to start any new projects or any innovations or rearrange or anything. It'll just be a caretaker and a person who's, you know, keep us between the ditches, help the guys. The luxury we have is we have a great crew. I mean, they can operate on cruise control without the end of the year, and there's no doubt in my mind about that. But when it rains 3 inches at night and in 2 or 3 hours, somebody's got to get out and be the boss and take care of that. And I'm not willing to do that for the next 5 months, 6 months.
Did you come to offer Wayne when you thought interim would be best? versus?
I'd rather you ask him, but.
Yeah, I just don't know if you asked him or not.
No, I did, but I'd rather you just ask him. I don't want to say what he said.
Yeah, I'm over. Like I said, it didn't matter to me the way. My concern that we missed the right person.
As a public agency, are we not required to publicly advertise if we don't hire from within?
Our ordinance is said.
Okay.
Our ordinance is.
No, he, yeah, the mayor said it's gonna happen.
So we gonna have.
I was under impression. Just looking at.
No, we have to have some, and, you know.
So if you advertise, we don't get.
Even if we didn't have to, I would anyway.
The issue that the mayor's raising is the length of time that you hire them for.
Yeah. Well, if we get a caretaker, we have a designation like part-time, seasonal or something, we just hire them under that designation.
Yeah.
That way they don't have to.
It's not a guarantee that you got it after that.
Yeah. But I mean, my thinking would be probably a retiree or somebody on loan from another government, which I hadn't gotten any. Only one person spoke for somebody else in that capacity, but they hadn't talked to any person. Anyway, it's more philosophical discussion right now than it is particular. I mean, I don't recommend it, but I'll do it if you really want. I hope you understand why I don't recommend it. Anybody else have an opinion? Anybody say something?
I guess the mayor to let the new administration get someone to compliment, and also those that discuss it, they got to get out there and is the guy. I think in Peru, we can work with a multitude of personalities in this town. We've worked through 16 pin nails and all kinds of stuff. If someone went the right fit, I think they would be short-lived.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing.
I'm pretty easy to work.
I am too.
I just want to bring that up to stir a little thought.
Well, I'm not easy either way. I really don't like the idea of picking somebody for somebody else. I just, call me funny, but
But what I don't want to do is hold it up. That's my main thing. And if we need to go ahead and put an interim in there, then we need to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, if we did our interim, then it'd give you a chance to find out. If you knew upfront it's an interim.
Yeah.
And that's assuming the person doesn't have to quit their job to take the job. They ain't take the interim.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to quit a job.
And they may not even want to apply. And they may not even want the employer to know that they applied. You never can tell.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things out there. People, until you advertise, you really don't know what you're
looking
at.
Right.
I mean, there's a guy that I'm going to call tomorrow. He retired from Georgia Gulf, and his job at Georgia Gulf is charging utilities. Thank God. No. His problem probably ain't going to want to work that much because he's retired, But I mean, if he say, yeah, 3 months ain't too bad, I mean, that's the top of the line there. When you handle all the utilities at a plant, you got to know something about utilities, about maintenance.
That's fine by me. I mean, if you want to go ahead and start, I just want to bring up this conversation, see what everybody thought. It's fine. But my main concern is to get somebody filled in there and get a role and have someone in the shoes. You have a little leader on, let's go.
The guy that we were going to replace, he's still on the payroll, so they don't have open until he's gone.
Well, he'll be gone by the time.
But he's still employed.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to vote, but I'm going to ask you to tell me, A, you want me to go forward immediately right now, or B, you agree with me and let the next mayor pick one of the two, A or B? What's your preference? I don't have to do either one, but what's your preference?
Well, your plan is to not hire anybody until the next mayor comes?
No, I'm definitely going to hire somebody, no. They're going to be an interim person, no, they're not, oh, no, uh-uh.
Okay.
They're not hiring anybody, that means I'm winning, and I don't want to be winning. When it rains 6 inches at night, I want to stay at home and let somebody else go out and fight it, just let me know. And just, I'll just answer the phone, tell them I'm sorry.
That's fine with me, I mean, let's do that, let's.
No.
Go ahead.
And the truth of the matter is, the person, if I find a person that, you know, that fits the bill and is willing to do it for a short period of time, if we have only one candidate January 22nd, that settles it right there. And when in November 1st or whatever, the voting day is in November, we only have two candidates, one of them will have it from then on. The worst case scenario is like December 1st or whatever the runoff is, and that would be only 1 month for that person to pick somebody. They should pick it themselves in January.
And you select somebody, interim is going to be until a permanent person is hired. It may not be.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right.
Right?
It may not be.
No, that's what I said. If we would, if I come up with somebody and we would hire them, my recommendation would be to hire them as what's called, we have a designation for permanent seasonal. What it says on there is if the person may work 40 or more hours a week, but his employment is on a day-to-day basis. In other words, once we don't bring him out, he's off the payroll, you know. I can read it to you if you want. It's for this kind of purpose, to have a person come in and stay for a little while and then leave. So,
I'm good with that, let the next mayor make that choice. And I mean, however you want to handle that person that comes in, I think they need to be made aware of whether they might throw a name in the hat at that time too.
Yeah, sure.
They may be able, they may decide, hey, I love this gig.
That young boy we have in maintenance, he came in as a part-time guy, he impressed us so much, he'll be here for life if he wants to stay. He's a good kid, you know. And we would have never known unless we had worked in and worked, you know. And I'll be able to see what kind of performance there is, and I'll give him an opinion. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
We may I'll have to check. I think we may need a special meeting to pull the trigger on that. I'm not sure. What do you think?
On hiring?
Yeah. Well, unless I find somebody between now and next Monday, you know.
You would either.
I mean, they can't do like a policeman because there's a vacancy, work till the next. That's just a special thing for police. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll deal with that.
That's a police officer specific provision.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about it until the 20th of July. And maybe I can suffer through one day because the 20th is like a Thursday or something. Okay. I might do it one day. I don't know. I feel that lucky. Anybody out there have a comment? We do hear up here talking.
You're not
going to
advertise for the interim.
No. Well, I guess I could. I don't know why not. You want to do it?
No.
I
got full time.
Okay. Recreation Committee, discuss cooperative endeavors. This is just a procedural thing that we do every year to sign these cooperative endeavors with whoever we give money to on the in the budget. The budget year is starting, so before we give them the money, we sign a cooperative endeavor. So that'll be on the agenda. Police, you got anything?
No.
Been fishing lately?
Yeah.
The fish bite?
No.
You know, Turf was telling me, I was talking to Turf today, and he said the same thing happened to him, and he held his elbow up like this, that fish hit him right there. And he said, man, his elbow, it took him a month to get over that thing.
That's the last fishing trip. Fish
in
the bank
right there. See, I get my next door neighbor, and the fellow lives in Brule Oaks. When they have too many fish, they call down, clean them, put them in the freezer. They taste just as good.
That's a better deal.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
The fish get
turkey
in the head, the fish will look like a fool.
That's not. All right, Government Affairs, anything?
Yeah.
Other matters, I'm not aware of anything. Mayor's report, for those of you not aware, we finished out of the monument out here. So I don't know if you all saw it. And I'm gonna put that, Daily Abear's coming tomorrow, I'll put that in the West Side, West Vision. But it came out pretty good. Mark's personal privilege, anyone? Joe Mancuso said he was coming, he wanted to fuss at me myself, but if he ain't here, he can't fuss.
They threw with a sign?
Huh?
Entrance sign?
No, no, he likes, everybody likes the sign.
Yeah, I had a lot of comments about how much the sign.
They don't have a light on yet, huh?
Well, I only had a little bit of negative feedback. A person who will remain unnamed, who lives in Addis. No, it wasn't a mayor, wasn't anybody elected, anything, it was just a citizen. Sat down next to me the other day and said,
"That sign in Addis had to be breakaway." I said, "Really?" "Well, yeah." He said, "When the car hit it, it had to break away." I said, "Really?" I said, "Not out of it." I said, "Don't think it'll break anything away, the locomotive." "Well, I don't know, man. That thing, the state made it." I said, "We applied with the state, we got our permit from the state, we even had to get an engineer to engineer it and all that other stuff." I said, "All I know is that." And finally, he told me about six more times that'd be breakaway, and he walked off, and the guy who's from, who was sitting next to me, and he says, "Only six more months." I said, "You know what he just told me?" He said, "What?" He said, "The sign needs to be breakaway." I said, "No, he just told me, your sign is prettier than my sign." That's exactly what he told me. He didn't say the word, but that's what he told me. Your sign is prettier than mine.
Break away if it's hit hard.
Yeah. Well, I told him the only way to break away is the locomotive.
Yeah, they
get free. I said, you know, locomotive could do it, but other than that, it ain't gonna happen.
That's why they shut down all the rest of it.
Political. Announcements, it.
Joe, two things.
Okay.
One, the natural gas and water office right here, they're on July the 19th, they're gonna go to where it's a closed-in facility only.
Oh.
So they will only accept payments through the drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
And second thing, in the business report today, they finally announced that we received grant money for the fast lane from the U.S. Department of Transportation for $60 million for Lafayette. But what that does is free up money they'd already earmarked for the Lafayette project.
Yeah,
they're gonna move to the Washington Street.
Yeah.
Exit. Now they're gonna get right on it, and they said it'll be either 2017 or 2018.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
They're gonna get on the studies.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that should hit the paper, I guess, tomorrow. If you get your paper on time. I'm just looking for the afternoon.
No, they broke me. I was talking to my wife this afternoon. We're gonna look into the computer thing. They want us. They want to get rid of us.
I think you're right.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind on that.
Hey, I'm scraping the top of the left edge, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Last 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let the fish. You know, I'm gonna black out the top.
Yeah.
I know they're out there working, scraping.
I'm just doing fine.
Bro, we may want to wait until it gets a little warmer.
Yeah.
Then they're
gonna look at it. Never care.
Warmer or wet? Get wet, they can't do it, it gets too hot.
Well, if it's like the other project, they wait on the river to come back up.
Yeah. All right, we digress. Ms. Bourgeois just pointed out that we, under adjournment, we have Landmark and Heritage meeting July 18th at 6:30. Is correct, yeah, next week. Short time.
If you said on the announcements, it's on the adjournment.
Come on, Debbie.
Yeah, we'll run you off. All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.
Move Mr. Rose. Second, Mr. Andre. All the favors say aye.
Aye.
Oh, any comments from the audience? All the votes no.
654.
All right.
Debbie, just another temporary position. You ran it over.